And so this poor, helpless man, he's there, and I think he looked up rather amazed anyone had asked him that question. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me." Actually, the word is bale, which we get our word ball from, this same word. "And I have no man to throw me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before him." What a sad story that tells. This poor, helpless, hopeless, homeless, lonely fella. And you know what he's really saying? He's saying, "Would I be made whole? Of course I would. But I haven't anybody to put me in the pool. Would you put me in the pool?" And the Lord Jesus had no notion of getting the man into that pool. He was going to get him out of it and get him away from it. The minute that he got his eye on the Lord Jesus, why, something did happen. And our Lord now says to him, "Rise, get up, take up thy bed, and walk." In other words, as the old Scotch divine said, he told him to take up his bed and walk, give your place there at the pool to somebody else, because you will not have a relapse. Don't make an arrangement for a relapse. Now, what happens here? Well, the enemies accuse him of carrying his bed on the Sabbath day. Well, that was the proof he was healed. And notice now what is going to happen. "And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath." Now again, the religious rulers therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." And you can't imagine anything as ridiculous as this. But that's what they did. He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? Who was it that told you this?" And he that was healed knew not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And I think our Lord used actually a miraculous way of getting away from the crowd there that day. But the man actually didn't know who it was that had healed him. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." Now the man departed, and he told the religious rulers that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the religious rulers begin to persecute Jesus. And they sought to slay him because he'd done this on the Sabbath day. And what actually happens is just simply this. The Lord healed him physically at the pool of Bethesda, but he healed his soul in the temple. Sin had caused his trouble. Not only got a well body, but he got a well soul. He came to know Jesus, you see. Now he's able to tell him. This impotent man looking in the pool, waiting and waiting. One day Jesus came by, the Lamb of God, and he saw him. Then the man saw Jesus, and the impotent man met the omnipotent man. And the amazing thing to me is that there were multitudes left in those porches, and they were not healed. Multitudes today are not saved. Isn't Jesus willing? Well, they haven't looked to Jesus. They're waiting. They're just waiting, friends, for something to happen. And apparently, nothing's going to happen. Now we have here an incident that took place. This is the thing that put these bloodhounds of hate on the trail of Jesus. Now notice, "But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work." In other words, when the man got down in the ditch of sin, then the Lord Jesus and the Father, they no longer rested on the Sabbath day. God rested after the creation of the physical universe. But after the creation of man, he didn't rest, because the man, like an ox, got down in a ditch. And again, they tried more and more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath according to their estimation, but he made himself equal with God.